Coming up on episode number 612, well, back from Vegas and back with another all-request show, or at least a mostly request show. Tonight you're going to hear covers originally done by Thin Lizzy, Kansas, and The Zombies, as well as a song you're going to hear right here on this show before you hear anywhere else. All this, Tina and Trivia, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is September 22nd, 2009. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another request edition of Coverville. Notice I didn't say all request. Yes, that's because one of the songs that we're playing on tonight's show is not a request. It is a submission, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Other things you're going to hear on tonight's show, well, in addition to Musically Challenged with Tina, you're going to hear covers of Kansas, Thin Lizzy, Bruce Springsteen, Zombies, and more. Dedications and requests and all that. But, like I said, I promised you a song that you will not hear anywhere before now. This is a brand new cover. Now, it's by a group called Surface Wound. And if you are a fan of the band Too Much Joy, like I am, you may have been following one of the splinter groups that came off of that, a band called Wunderlich. Well, there's another band called Surface Wound, which features Sandy and Tommy from Too Much Joy, along with a guitarist and singer named Steve. They've got a brand new album coming out this fall called The Kids Are All Gone. But to kind of get you warmed up for that album, which is almost all originals with this one cover, we're going to play you that cover, which literally just came from the band today. And they said that I'm the first person they've sent it to, so you're the first person who gets to hear it. It's a cover of Yaz's Nobody's Diary, performed here right now by Surface Wound.
My head was so full.
Rip Shakespeare, a band from Minneapolis. It was Minneapolis. Basically, it was a Harvard anthropology grad named Elaine Harris who found an ad in the local newspaper put there by Matt Wilson, who was basically in the ad looking for somebody with wicked percussion hands. They hooked up with John Munson, who was a student at the University of Minnesota studying Chinese language, and then added another Harvard student, Dan Wilson, an art graduate student, and the older brother of Matt Wilson. The four of them formed Trip Shakespeare, and of course they kind of in other incarnations formed Semisonic later on and some other bands, John Munson moving on to the New Standards, for example. But it all started right there with Trip Shakespeare from their album Volt, an all-cover album. That is Trip Shakespeare with The Zombies' Time of the Season. And that's going out to Brian Quinto in Bar Vermont. I almost said Utah. Bar VT, not UT. Thanks, Brian, for requesting that one. Before that, you heard Nobody's Diary, which was performed by Surface Wound, made up of some of the members of Too Much Joy, a brand new band called Surface Wound. Their album coming out this fall is going to be called The Kids Are All Gone, and this is going to be the only cover on the album. The rest are going to be originals. But boy, I mean, you can hear the vocals in there, very reminiscent of Too Much Joy. So if you are a Too Much Joy fan, then this new album is going to be right up your alley. And I want to thank Sandy Smallins from the band who sent that over to me and let me air it first here on Coverville just for you. Very, very cool. All right, Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Bluehost.com. Bluehost.com, the website, the web hosting service that Coverville has been with ever since the very beginning. $6.95 a month, super cheap. You know, that's a coffee and a half from Starbucks. With that $6.95, you get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer, 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts. They're fantastic customer support. And if you don't already have your website registered, they'll include that in there as well. So your website will continue to get, your domain name will continue to get registered for as long as you are hosting with Bluehost, which, God, that saves you tons of money every year, whether you do it with GoDaddy or Network Solutions or whatever. Going through these guys and having it included in your hosting for $6.95 a month is just incredible. Check them out, Bluehost.com. When you're ready to sign up, go to Coverville.com and click on the link for Bluehost. You'll find in the show notes for this episode as well as on the right side of the page. Click either of those links and that will take you to their website. When you sign up, I get a little bit of a kickback. Money goes right back into the show and you get fantastic hosting through Bluehost.com. Well, I promised you a request. Let's get to this one right here.
Hello, Brian. This is Charles in Houston, a longtime listener, first-time requester. I was listening to my radio yesterday, and the Bruce Springsteen version of Blinded by the Light came on. I was listening to my radio today, and the Manfred Mann version of it came on, and it got me to wondering, there must be some other cover versions of this song, maybe some that are completely different than either of the two that we're all familiar with. So I was wondering if you might be able to find a cover version of Blinded by the Light that's nothing like either the Springsteen or the Manfred Mann version. I hope you can do that, and I just want to say I love the show, appreciate what you do, and thank you very much, and keep on keeping on.
Thanks, Charles. Well, I looked through the library here, the Coverville Library, and found a bunch of a cappella versions that still, you know, even though they're a cappella, still very similar, very reminiscent, of course, of the Manfred Mann and Bruce Springsteen versions. But what I also had is a version that is very different from the two versions that you're very familiar with. And here's the kicker. It's by Bruce Springsteen. He included it on his 2007 live album, Live in Dublin. And I'm presenting to you now, and I've played this way back a while ago on the show, but bring it back out because it absolutely fits the criteria that you're looking for right here. Here is Blinded by the Night, by the Light. Let's try by the Light. Blinded by the Light, recovered by Bruce Springsteen for his 2007 album, Live in Dublin.
We'll be right back. said, do it tonight, don't do it here. Some kidnapped handicap was complaining that it caused a clap from some mousetrap he bought last night. How snap skull cap, twins is a soul, yeah.
Haven't changed, haven't much to say. But man, I still think them cats, they're crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was and how you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town again. Spread the word around. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. Remember that time over at Johnny's place? That chick, she got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back. The boys are back in town again. Oh, spread the word around. Thank you. flow and the blood will spill. If the boys want to fight, you better let them. Remember that jukebox in the corner, blast out my favorite songs. Nights are getting long and it won't be long. Won't be long till the summer comes and the boys are here again. The boys are back. The boys are back in town again. Oh yeah. Spread the word around.
That is Brendan Monahan with a cover of Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town. He is an Irish performer. And James, who also lives in Ireland, suggested that one. Great cover there. I love the use of the flutes there. Just beautiful. The Boys Are Back in Town, again, originally by Thin Lizzy, performed there by Brendan Monahan. Before that, well, another Irish connection there. Bruce Springsteen Live in Dublin. It was a 2-CD DVD set. Came out in 2007. Included that very different version of Blinded by the Light. And that one is going out to Charles in Houston. Well, you probably have heard me mention another podcast called Aca Podcast, an acapella focused podcast. Sometimes they play covers, sometimes they play originals, but it's done by a guy named Chad Bergeron, who I've had the pleasure of talking to back and forth via email quite a bit. Well, his wife, they got married about a year ago, and his wife contacted me to request a song to dedicate to Chad to celebrate their one-year anniversary. Beautiful song right here, and I've played a few other covers of this song, originally done by the Magnetic Fields. This is a cover performed by Awaken A Cappella, yes, has to be an a cappella band, from their 2007 release, Life's a Beach. Here is their cover of The Book of Love.
Instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me, and you can read me anything.
The Book of Love has music in it.
Very long ago, it's full of flowers. stars and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know.
But I love it when you give me things and you give me wedding rings.
And I love it when you
Carry On My Wayward Son by Brian Bromberg from his 2006 release Wood 2, performed entirely on an upright slap bass. How cool is that? That one was actually requested a while back by Troy from Davenport, Iowa, but Brandon in Provo, Utah wanted to hear a Kansas cover, and so Two Birds with One Stone was able to bring that one out. So Carry On My Wayward Son, again, performed there by Brian Bromberg. Speaking of songs with a single type of instrument, Book of Love, performed by the a cappella group Awaken a cappella. This one was requested by Amanda, dedicated to her husband of 1 year, Chad, the host of the Aka podcast, in honor of their first anniversary. Book of Love, again, performed by Awaken a cappella from their album Life's a Beach. Well, speaking of wives, mine is here to play a little bit of Musically Challenged. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. See, now I've got your microphone turned on so people can hear you this time.
That's true.
They can hear you sniffle. They can hear you cough. They can hear you move the microphone around. Any of that stuff.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah. Okay. I'll play it back for you.
Fine.
So Tina's here to play a little Musically Challenged, but we just got back from Vegas. Anything you want to talk about the Vegas trip?
It was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Any
good
shows?
Food.
Any shows you'd recommend people see?
Yes.
Any restaurants you'd recommend people go to?
Yeah, La Tierra and MGM Grand.
Yes.
By Joelle Robuchon.
Yes.
It's awesome, and we actually saw Joelle. Yes. There, and he bumped your chair.
He bumped my chair, and he didn't even say excuse me.
Well, you know what though? It was pretty tight trying to get back.
So?
Okay, fine.
You know what? Oh, he's.
He didn't hit you.
Oh,
in the
I own a restaurant,
something.
So I can bump people all in whatever I want.
You know, he didn't hit you. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't even hardly notice until I said, "Oh my God, that was Joelle. He just bumped your chair."
This is true. Concert? Any recommendation there?
Yeah, absolutely. That Cheap Trick, Sergeant Pepper's
Live. Sergeant Pepper Live.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was really good. There's only three more performances of that show, and it's this week. So really, unless you are already planning on going to Vegas or you live in Vegas, you won't get a chance to see it there. But it is, what a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Some special guests. Joan Osborne performed with them.
Plus, they had an orchestra.
They had a full orchestra.
Which was amazing.
They had, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was...
Ian Bell?
Ian Ball.
Ball,
I think. Yep.
That's right.
But it was Shankar. It was a relative, maybe son, maybe nephew of Ravi Shankar, playing the sitar for the cover of Within You, Without You, which was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great concert.
It was really cool. And Cheap Trick was awesome. And they did far more than just Sgt. Pepper. It was all Beatles covers, but they ended the show with the last several songs from Abbey Road, as well as All You Need Is Love. And, I mean, if you're going to Las Vegas, like you say, if you're going this weekend, then go get tickets. It's at the Hilton, and it is absolutely worth seeing. Amazing show.
It was really good.
And if you can't make the show, go buy the DVD. It's on, you'll find a link actually in the show notes from a couple weeks ago when I played the cover of Hello, Goodbye. Or I'm sorry, Good Morning, Good Morning, I think is what I played.
Great.
So pick up the DVD. We're going to pick up the DVD also anyway, even though we saw the show, just because it gets you up close and personal with the band. And you can't resist the charisma of Rick Nielsen, the allure of Robin Zander.
Yep.
And Tom Peterson and Bunny Carlos. Okay. But enough of that. Let's go ahead and get into Musically Challenged. We have a special edition here. Thomas from the Yo La La podcast. He has stopped doing the Yo La La podcast. He's just run out of time. And in honor of that, this is going to be his final Musically Challenged, but it is going to feature that great French rap that we've all come to know and love. So, take it away, Thomas.
Hi, Brian and Tina. This is Thomas, the host of Yo La La, the French rap podcast that just stopped. But before I fully disappear from the internet, I wanted to say a big thank you to Brian for Coverville. And so as a final tribute, as a final thank you, this is my last Musically Challenged Guess the Sample edition. So as you know, you have to listen to French rap tracks that sampled some international famous music. But this time you should not recognize the music, but recognize the movie where the music is from. So don't pay attention to the French rapping and just try to find the movie soundtrack that was sampled. Let's get started right away with excerpt number one.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was Dangerous. No, it was the one with Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, no, no. That's not. Listen to the background.
Oh, Star Wars.
There you go. Yes, the Imperial
gotcha.
March. Yeah, you're not. These aren't covers.
Okay.
But they feature
gotcha.
Sampled movie music.
Okay, I totally got it now.
Yes. Okay. Good thing.
Sorry for the bad quality. This was ripped from a radio show because the track actually doesn't exist. But I'm sure you recognize what the music was. Excerpt number two is also by the band I.M., but they've sampled a very, very different type of movie.
Les enfants, les égarés sont comme des feuilles, et l'écran leur offre l'encre de la violence. À la recherche d'une identité, d'une vérité, de la frontière entre le clair et l'obscur.
L'image prend désormais le contrôle de la personnalité. La fiction devient réalité, et la réalité, un cauchemar.
I have no idea.
Was that something from Sound of Music? Like, it sounded like it could have been...
The Hills Are Alive.
not the song, but the movie. Like, well, I think another song from that movie. But it sounded like Julie Andrews maybe sampled and played at different.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no.
That's my guess.
I have no guess.
That is a crazy ass guess.
It is. Watch your language. Okay. Kids might be listening.
Okay.
So I only played the intro of that one because the sample is quite difficult to make out during the rest of the song, and because it's a. Not the movie that you would think of in the first place, I guess I had to give you some help. Number three will be more traditional sounds and instruments, so will be a bit longer.
Bienvenue dans le monde où les jeunes craquent et te frappent, où les petits putes te braquent, montent en grade, fument du crack. Tu diras quoi, t'as des histoires, alors vas-y raconte. Toujours poussé à bloc, mon meilleur pote s'appelle fusil à pompe. Où tu vas prendre que des patates si t'as pas d'armes, que des putains de balades parce que ma life c'est Paname. Tu veux tester mais c'est trop grand, tu vas tes os. Assieds-toi sur nos bites ou c'est nos bites qui vont manger tes os. Qu'est-ce que tu crois, ça fait longtemps que les petites traînent. Lascar en petite graine, un peu d'ivresse pour ceux qui crèvent. Bref, où tu décèdes sans faire d'essai. Chez nous c'est explicite, les MPC adorent se faire baiser. Ai-je tort pour les touches-mues du fil à retordre. Ok ma gueule, mon style hardcore, les filles adorent. Laisse tomber, c'est la rue qui te parle. C'est le son qui te baffe, c'est mon crew qui te braque. On manque de tout, de sous et de temps. La rue j'y fais dodo, moi le ghetto je suis dedans. Alors mon pote fais attention où tu tombes, parce que tu seras foutu, c'est méga foutu une bombe.
Wow, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah,
but
the
I cannot...
piano piece in the background there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't, I can't figure it out.
No, me neither. Okay, writing a big question mark next to number three. Okay, next.
Now the trick about number three that it's in two movies. And number four is going to be in one of the movies where number three is from.
Oh.
Just listen to number four.
Super défonceau local, hologramme, hologramme et mal au crâne, y'a plus d'un gramme de drogue à terre, les kébris sont rodka, l'air caragote et le bruit, gêne les locataires, aller-retour entre le féca et l'avocat, armé car un mec avec un brolic en vous quatre, on a des bijoux mais pas d'argent, parle-en d'armes genre, dis-leur que si la rue c'est l'argent, je suis Tarzan. Sakyo, criminaux, royal, criminaux, trésor, criminaux, bourrage, criminaux, gentleman, j'ai deux fois plus de haine comme Karim Eden.
Golly, I'm just drawing a blank on these.
That one didn't
sound familiar?
No, but I like that song.
The original, you like the
I liked what was just played. That was awesome. I have
cool.
No clue what they were saying, but...
All right, boy.
So, how did you do?
Poorly.
I'm guessing two or three out of four.
Oh, you're too one. Way too generous.
Now, let's go to the answers. Excerpt number one was...
Imperial March.
The Imperial March by John Williams, of course. The famous Star Wars theme that, of course, you recognize. What's interesting is that I.M., this band, was big fans of Star Wars from day one. And actually, I saw them recently live. They're about 40 years old now, and they perform with the lightsabers on stage for certain tracks. So you can imagine French 40-year-old rappers waving a lightsaber on stage. It's quite a sight to behold. Number two was also science fiction, but was actually an animated movie the movie Akira with this famous Dolls Polyphony song that you may recognize if you're into anime.
You know, you haven't seen Akira.
No.
But I have it. I have the DVD, and we should watch it sometime. It's heavy.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's no Spirited Away.
Oh, okay.
It's some heavy stuff.
All right.
But, okay. And I think I can even remember the part in the movie where they played that.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
So number three was both from Goodbye Lenin and Le Fabuleux Destin d'Amélie Poulain, or Amélie for short. This track by Jan Tiersen was used twice actually in both movies.
Huh.
And because I said Amélie, well, the number four was also from Amélie. So I hope you enjoyed this final edition of Musically Challenged, Guess the Sample, French Rap Edition, and I wish you all the best for the rest of your podcasting endeavors.
Thank you, Thomas.
People that would be interested in listening to a little bit of history on French rap, go to yolala.org, and I'll see you around. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Thomas. Thank you very much for that one. Oh, you know, we did see Amélie.
We did.
I just remember Audrey Tautou. I don't remember any of the music. But
I know.
But that was a very cute movie.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yes.
And I liked his accent.
Yes, well, that's the last you're going to be hearing of that.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Well, you could go back and listen to all of the old, and if you like the French rap, then
you could
go back and listen to all the old Yo La La podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line, much like Charles in Houston did earlier in the show. That number is 206-222-COVER. You can also post a message or visit the weblog or the forums at coverville.com. You'll also find there the other shows I've done, in addition to links to the other series that I do, Lyrics Undercover, which focuses on one song every week and goes behind the lyrics, behind the meanings of the songs. Tired Thumbs, which is a video game podcast that I do with Sarah, Charlie, and Sebastian, talking about the week's news and video games. And Today in Music History. We are bringing back the Not Lame podcast very soon, hopefully. Also, Musically Challenged, which you'll find at coverville.com/musicallychallenged, which is going to have its second episode recording live, I believe, on Friday night.
You mean third episode?
Second. Did I say third?
No, you've done two, right?
Well, there was a pilot episode.
That's three.
Okay, fine. This will be the third episode. Fine. Yes, okay. I call that one... All right. Yeah, fine. You win.
Okay.
So if you want to be a contestant on that, make sure you send an email to coverville@gmail.com. Put Musically Challenged Contestant in the subject line and be ready to be on that on Friday. I'll have information about times and stuff like that on the blog, so you can get signed up and get ready for that. And of course we'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of Coverville. Not quite sure what we're going to do for this one. I've got a couple ideas in mind, but we'll just have to get there and see what happens. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.